about to hear a life-changing message preached at the Kodesh Family Church in Memphis by the Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Permanence is key in the house of God. In this Sunday's message, Reverend Lindsay preaches on staying close to the Lord and how important it is to be part of God's church. In Psalm 68:6, it says, "God settleth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those who are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land." God wanted to make something better for you by bringing you into his family. Disconnection from the church makes you and the church imperfect. So stay connected and listen in to this anointed word.
To hear his gentle voice, for guidance and direction, where to go. I opened up my heart to know the perfect will of God. His will is what I need, his perfect will. As I spend so many hours in the presence of my Lord, I come down and begun to hear his voice. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. The crossroads of my life, no other voice compares or known. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God. The Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. The words he spoke to me, they were spirit, they were life. The visions and dreams, oh how they turned my life around and brought direction for my ministry. As I rose up from my knees, that was the mantle now on me. I have found grace for mighty works, and I will never, never be the same. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares or known. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares or no. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. The lovely voice of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I hope you all have invited someone, or you're inviting someone. And again, welcome, welcome, welcome. And now we are ready for the most powerful time of the day. Amen. It's what we all been waiting for, to receive the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, how can we hear? How will they hear except, right, a preacher comes to preach and tell us the word. Amen. So by the grace of God, We are here. We have our very own Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. I want us to give a shout out to God because we're in God's house. Amen. But I want you to stand to your feet and welcome our very own Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Hallelujah. Amen.
Put your trust in you. Woo-hoo. Build out to the Lord and say.
Those who know your name, those who know your name,
put all their trust,
put their trust in you.
Hallelujah. Wow. Oh,
there is no other faithful God.
Woo.
So loving and true.
Those who know
your name,
Lord, put our trust in,
put your trust in you.
There is no one
faithful God,
so loving,
so loving and true.
Come on.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, what a name is more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, what a name means more to me.
Hallelujah. 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 Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the name of the Lord. Shall we share a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mighty Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, that you will be welcome to your home. We are not guests, but we are home in our Father's house. May we say with David, we are glad because we were said, we're told, let us go into the house of the Lord, who happens to be our Father. Father, feed us today. May we have an appetizing meal today. Holy Spirit, help us to receive, bring salvation, healing, deliverance, love, unity, and bring a strong heart of stability and permanence in all that we say and do. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We bind every demonic activity in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Please, I want to hear responses. Please, can you put some microphones in the congregation? You may please be seated. Let's put some microphones in the middle of the congregation. Okay, because I feel lonely here. Okay, good, good, good. Now, I have an announcement to make. I don't know whether to be happy or to be sad about this announcement because I don't know whether you like it. I don't think you will like it, but I'll say it anyway. And that's the reason why I decided today, I decided to preach from outside because I don't know how you're going to take it. And I didn't want, please be seated. It's a very important announcement I'm about to make. You know, because I just felt that if I made it in person, there might be some chaos. So I decided to make it from Zoom. And I know that I've been your pastor for a long time.
Hey.
And
don't go there. You are still our pastor. Hey, what a shock.
Because of a few circumstances, I am no longer well, I'm not going to be in your church.
What a shock.
I'm going to be moving to another church. And so I don't know how else to put it. I mean, but I don't want to bore you with the details, but you know, yeah. So, yeah, is that okay? Yeah. I know it's difficult.
That's never okay.
It's a problem.
I mean, why is it a problem? Have I not done enough, pastored you enough all these years? How long do you want me to pastor this church? I mean, how long?
Yes.
Who is that, please? Is that Mama Barbara?
Yes.
Aunt Barbara, how long do you want me to pastor this church before you say that I've done enough?
That is a trick question. That's a trick question.
So, I mean, give me your sincere answer. How long? I mean, people are texting me already. Please stay. Please stay.
Until Jesus comes.
Until we don't need you anymore. And we need you.
Until Jesus comes, though.
Until Jesus comes. Look, people are texting me already. My phone is blowing
because
up.
Because we need you. We need you. We need you.
Well,
even if not full up front, we need you there somewhere where we can get you. We can touch you. We can call you. We can feel you.
We need you.
Keep you close.
It's a very difficult thing you're saying, but you know, I've made up my mind.
Okay.
And that's
well, it. we will have to adjust.
Well, you know,
Rev,
the way you're feeling
this before.
You said it's a trick question. You said it's a trick question. Me too, it's a trick statement. Me too, it's a trick statement. I don't mean it.
Selfish of me.
I shocked you. Because I'm coming to preach. Suggest that I'm preaching about why you must become a permanent member of the church.
Don't do that again. Rev, please don't do that again. Don't do that again.
Jesus broke my heart.
Don't do that again.
Wait, that was
well, then you get the message. I don't even need to preach. Some of you, when you feel like just moving, relocating, doing this, you get offended. You want to leave the church, but you want me to be here till Jesus comes. You see how this announcement went? It's a trick. I am here with you. By
amen.
The
grace of God.
I knew it was a trick question. I knew it was a trick question. How can you do that to us?
How can I do that to us? Well, my only statement is don't do that to me too.
Say it.
Yeah, that's my message today. If you can get that message, I will stay. That's all I'll say. Yeah. You know, I have been preaching to you about the prodigal son. Yeah. My light is gone off because of the announcement I made. Wow. You know, it looks like the thing has worked. Clearly. Okay, let me try and organize it and then preach properly about this. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the feeling you had is the feeling I get when anybody leaves the church. Oh. Many have broken my heart. Some of you have gone and come and gone and come. Oh. My heart is broken. You were silent, and I couldn't help it for even 5 minutes. Although I thought I would sustain it for maybe 15 minutes, my heart was broken for you. So I had to tell you it's a trick because of my love for you.
Wow.
That's how much love. That's what happens when the prodigal son left home. The father's heart was broken. The father stays out there all the time looking. When are you coming? When will you come back? Do you get the point?
Amen.
When? I have decided, today I decided, look, I'm going to preach from outside. Although it's in-person service, I'm preaching from outside to let you know, to get strength behind the message that I brought. Amen. So is that how you would react when if it was true? You're so sad, you are reacting, you are talking. No, pastor, you can't do that for us till Jesus comes. No, don't do that. My heart is broken. No, we can't accept. I mean, there was almost a revolution in the church.
Wow. Don't go.
Tell somebody, daddy, don't go. Daddy, don't go.
Daddy, don't go.
Daddy, don't go.
And turn to the person sitting by you. Sister, don't go. Brother, don't go.
Sister, don't go. Don't go.
And tell to that Zoomer. Zoomer, don't go. Zoomer, don't go.
Zoom, don't go.
We're staying.
Auntie Wilhelmina, don't go.
I won't go. When you are going, I'll go with you.
When I'm going. I ain't going nowhere, so you ain't going nowhere in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
I am very happy with the response that I got.
Yes.
The whole church was quiet. Then suddenly, even Miss Barbara, who most of you have never heard her voice, that's Sister Lisa's mother, she spoke with all her strength. She's the oldest, perhaps, amongst all of us, with Auntie Woman, but she spoke. You know, even the older said, no, it's not happening. We aren't going to allow you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus has the same message for you. And today I want to share with you Jesus's mind about how you should relate with his church.
Wow. Yes. What a revelation.
Wow.
Yeah. Jesus doesn't want you. Bible says, you see, when you, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, the message is working.
Oh, the volume. Give him volume.
We can't hear you.
Now you can't. You see, even my voice, when it goes away, you said no, it must come.
That's right. Yes, it must come.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you how to become. Why you must become a permanent member? Why your pastor must be a permanent member of this church? Why the member must be a permanent member? Why the shepherd must be a permanent? Why the young people must be permanent members?
Amen.
Why the elderly should be? Why the guys should be permanent? Why the ladies should be?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, we need your voice.
The voice.
We need your voice.
We need you.
So we can be permanent.
Yeah. Why? Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Because this is the house of the Lord. God made it. And the Bible says in number one, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14, because whatever the Lord shall do shall be forever.
Ever.
Amen.
He doesn't do things by halves. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if we are indeed like God, then we must never leave his house nor forsake him. The prodigal son left him, left his heart was broken. Ladies and gentlemen, today I came to explain to you the church is the body of Christ. When you leave the church, you leave the body. Oh, but can't I go to another church? Can't I go to another church? Let me explain to you. When God puts you in a house, he said he sets you. Number one, whatever the Lord shall do shall be forever. How do I know? That's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. And then there's a scripture in Psalm 68 and verse 6 that says that the Lord, he sets the solitary into families.
Into a family.
Amen.
He sets them. To set means to place in a permanent way, it is set. It's all set. It's set. It's settled. He sets the solitary. He takes you as an individual. You are called Sister Cheryl.
Yes.
And he brings you. Then he goes and looks for Brother William.
Yes.
And he comes and he sets him in place. He brings Auntie Wilhelmina. Then he sets her in place. Brings Sister Cynthia. Brings Brother Floyd.
Yes.
And sets them. Brings Sister Malika and sets them
in
place. They are solitary. They used to be alone. They used to be not connected to the church, but he brings them and he sets them solitary, individual, sets them to be part of the family. And I like what follows after that. That scripture. Please bring it up. It says, sets the solitary into family so that he will bring those who are bound and prosper them.
Bound with chains.
Yeah. He brings out those which are bound with chains.
Wow.
Okay. And to prosper. King James says to prosper them. To prosper them. Brings them out to prosper them. New King James. Bring new King James. He says that's what he does. Anytime that the Lord connects you to the church, he's prospering some part of you, whether it's your family, He says he brings those, he sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity.
That's amen. Right.
Wow. But the rebellious dwell in dry land. You will prosper in your relationship when you are connected seriously. You will prosper in your job.
Yes.
You will prosper in your marriage.
Yes.
Many, many, many people who go back and forth and are not connected to the Lord.
No.
You are also not connected to his blessing.
That's
to
right.
His family. That's it right. is a family. He sets them into a family.
That's yes. right.
A family. Wow.
You see how I've been with you for a while. You see me as your daddy. You see me as your pastor. You see me as your spiritual leader. That's the reason why my disconnection, however temporarily, I think I did that. I left the church for 2.5 minutes and there was chaos.
Hey, hey, hey. 90 seconds and we couldn't stand it.
I even thought it was 2.5. It was 90 seconds.
Hey, wow.
Those 90 seconds were like 3 hours. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because a family is such that the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 40, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40, God says he has something better to do than what you had, that such that me without you are not made perfect, or you without me are not made perfect. Yeah. Said God, having provided something better for us, what you used to be is not good enough. God wanted to make something better. So he brought you into the family, brought you to settle in the church, brought you to himself, connected you so that he can get something better than you had.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And it is such that you without me or just one person out is not the same.
That's right.
The perfection is perfect because of your presence.
That's right.
You without us are not made perfect.
It's
do you realize that God, everything that the Lord shall do shall be forever, and the Lord does something. Bible says he makes, before the verse before, it says he makes all things beautiful or perfectly in his time.
That's right.
So your disconnection from the church makes it imperfect. God has built a perfect, beautiful family, and then you said you're leaving. Yeah.
Oh.
And all these, I'm telling you, you said that you without us, Hebrews 11, 40. So I am trying to explain to you that the church is a perfect union that the Lord is building. He makes it better every day. When you take from it, you reduce its perfection, you reduce its beauty, and you reduce the family trait that it is.
Mercy.
You break us apart. You crack us. You just give us grief. You see the grief you had? It's painful.
It hurts
to lose anybody.
That's right.
It hurts so badly, so terribly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe it, let me read something from Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 30 to 32, 31 and 32. And I'll tell you what Ephesians chapter 5, New King James, from verse 31 and verse 32. Do you know that God sees you as his, Jesus sees you as his bride? We are married. So he connects us in a way that he sees that, you know, this is a marriage situation and God hates divorce. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 that God hates divorce.
Right.
2 and 3. God hates divorce. God doesn't like it at all. God hates people that leave marriages. Okay. But sometimes I know that people have left marriages and think it doesn't change what God thinks about it. Okay. Now, what it means is bring that scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31 and 32. It says that for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Wife, I know you came from somewhere. I know you had a mother. I know you had a father. I know you had a home. Some of you even belong somewhere. You belong. Well, you didn't know this, but from now, you leave your father and your mother, your previous relationships, your previous place that you came from, and you join yourself to now what is a spiritual arrangement. The reason why the word wife is used is to compare to the church. Let me read it. Please bring it again. And he joins himself to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and father are biological. And the two shall become one flesh. It's spiritual. Although you see it in the physical, And you know, the Bible says, the next verse is that this is a great mystery, but I speak this concerning the church and Christ. God says that the thing he's talking about marriage, he was not talking about marriage, he was talking about the church and Christ. What we read there, we relate it to marriage, we use it at marriage seminars, we use it at marriage platform, weddings. But God says, you guys have gotten it all wrong. It is the mystery that he was, that Ephesians chapter 5 is about the church. It's about how the church should relate, that this is the mystery, but I speak this concerning Christ and his church. Amen. That what? The verse 31 says, you should leave your mother and your father. It's not biological, just biological things are good. And join together with your wife. The wife is the only union that God himself put together in the garden. He brought Adam, he made Adam, put biological things, put breath in him and everything. And when it came to relationship, bonding, relationship, a place who you can call your own, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman because she was taken from me, from my side. He created woman, wife. And so it's a spiritual creation. And he says that two of them is one. And he relates this to his church. He says, when you come to the church, treat it like the way God treated Adam as he relates to Eve. That he brought it together, his flesh, initially from somewhere. They didn't know each other. But once they got to know each other, that was a spiritual union. It was not, this institution was not created by man. It wasn't created by the law court. It wasn't created by the family. It wasn't created by anybody. It was created by God. That is why when you are married and you don't bring it to the church to do it, you just relate it, I'm in the court and I'm finished. You are a fool spiritually.
Wow.
It's not complete. And you just bring your families together, that's it. No, we recognize the family because God said, you leave your father and your mother, so they must bear testimony. So mother and father are important. You recognize the law because there is a law court and then there's the law of the land. So we recognize it. But the real, all these are coming to support the spiritual union that's about to take place. So if the law comes and the family comes and God is not in it, Bible says, let no man put asunder what God has put together.
That's right.
Amen. It's not what the court has put together. It's not even where what mother and two families have put together. All those are accessories, but it's what God has put together. Amen. It's that spiritual union. And Bible says that treat your relationship with the church and with Christ the way a man should treat his wife, as a spiritual companion for life.
Wow.
Till death do us. But somebody, when I said, when should I go? Somebody said, till death do us part. Somebody said, till Christ comes. That's how marriage is.
Yeah. That's right.
That's how marriage is. In heaven, there is no marriage, but here on earth, it will always be important.
Yeah.
It's only when we go there that being married to the church, now the church is Christ himself physically. Therefore, there's no need for relationships like that. We all would be Christ's congregation over there. I mean, when you leave Christ, there's only one church. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going? There's no world in heaven. There's not. You can't, what's it called? Backslide from heaven. So then it's over. There's nothing else. It's finished. But he said, while we are here, God says he sets the solitary into families so that he'll prosper those who are bound, prosper those who are limited, prosper those who are restricted, those who are in shackles. The Lord has some supernatural things. I tell you,
man.
When I married my wife, she was slim and skinny and like whatever. By the time I realized she had prospered with 3 children,
yeah.
One has become 4.
Wow.
And recently I added a girl, 5 by the grace of God. She has prospered. That's what the Lord does. When he sets you into family, he marries you. That's the blessing was this. When he brought the husband and the wife, he said in Genesis chapter 1, I believe verse 26 or 27, he said, and they came together and God said, be fruitful. And God blessed them. God blessed them and said, be fruitful,
and
multiply and replenish the earth. And God blessed them and said, God blessed them and said, when you are married to the church, God blesses you. God bless them And God said to them, God blessed them. The blessing of the church comes upon anybody who connects. God bless not him, not her, but them, that union. God bless the union. God bless them. God bless them.
Amen. Amen.
And the church are a powerful force. God bless them.
Wow.
It's amazing.
God didn't bless him. God didn't bless her. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews, you minus me are not made perfect. In other words, you are not blessed.
That's it.
God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm talking about. My announcement was a very unspiritual announcement. And your announcement, then one day when you get mad, God forbid, your high fever comes or whatever it is, and you are thinking of leaving the church, also tell yourself it's a very unspiritual decision you are making. Yeah. It's a very unfruitful decision. It's a very ungodly decision. It's a very ungardenistic. It's not a thing of the garden. You live in the garden.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because whatever the Lord shall do shall be forever. And so this decision, even this joke, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Father, God forbid, remove these words in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when you are a spiritual person, you have to watch your words. May God drown and neutralize these words. I am no longer a pastor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Just in case you have a mind like that, or in case a boy finds you or sin finds you.
Mm.
Or you, there was one lady, I mean, in the church, finally went and found somebody to marry, and the guy was pulling the lady. The lady was almost going.
Mm.
I had to put on my knife teeth like David and go and literally draw my sheep out of the mouth of the lion and the bear.
Wow.
You are going nowhere. Yeah. And it's because God is interested in, he blessed them. He blessed them. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Anybody that is not really doing the church in a marital way, that explains why your blessing is also not coming.
Mm.
May you become a married to the body of Christ, married to the church of God. Just go into marriage mode and see. Let the sperm of the church enter into your womb.
Amen.
Yeah. Let it be part of you. Let your rib, no matter what sacrifice, let it be removed and be given to Jesus's church, the body. Or Jesus has removed his rib, accept it and become one. And Bible says, and they become one flesh.
Mm.
They became one flesh. And Bible says, and they were both naked and were not ashamed. You must never be ashamed of your church. You must be bold and confident to invite people to come to every day. You must just be excited about it. I'm excited about my wife. I tell you, any day, I don't know how many gray hairs will come, whether her hairs will stay or will fall apart. Glory to God, I will find something nicer.
Amen.
Yeah. When she was light, I said, look, you're so light, I can carry you as I'm yours and you are mine. I can put you on my chest like a baby and breastfeed you. When she put on weight and I couldn't carry her. I said, the Lord said to have and to hold. The more I can have, the more I can hold. I can't carry you, but I can hold you more. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
You see, I'm sure that when she grows old and listen, I'll say, wow. You are youthful from the top. You used to be youthful from the bottom, but now you are very youthful from the top. From heaven perspective, I'll start counting my years from the final day. If God is giving us 90 years, and she's 79, I say, you are 11 years old, man. You're not even a teenager. I love you, your youthfulness, by the grace of God. That's how you should treat the church, for the blessing to come, for the greatest gift to come. So, ladies and gentlemen, the church is the bride. The church is the body of Christ, and you are part of his body. Don't bring pain. Can you please, everybody, hold your hand? Please, Pastor Richard, give everybody a scissors, a knife. Give everybody a cutlass or an axe.
What?
And chop everybody's hand off.
we don't want it.
You don't want it?
No, we don't want it.
Well, that's the pain and the bleeding that you bring to the church. From today, may the Lord establish you strong, never to be moved, permanent, unmovable, steadfast, always abounding, Sunday after Sunday. I made my decision. I made my mind. I belong here. I belong where you belong. I will, like Jesus, like God, I want to say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Anytime somebody is chopping his own body, somebody is chopping off his own body, that person is crazy, like the madman of Gadara in Mark chapter 9. Bible says he took a knife and cut himself and was crying because there were demons. It's only demons that break up the church by cutting off people. Wow. Anytime you feel like leaving the church and messing up, see the madman of Gadara cutting himself. We are one flesh. The church with you is one. You without us are not made perfect. You are chopping off something that is unchoppable.
Wow.
It's unchoppable.
Wow.
The day you decide to leave the church, take a knife or call me, let me bring an axe or a cutlass. Tell me, Pastor, chop my hand off so that I will show you that it's not painful. Then I can accept your leaving.
Wow.
Because you're part of the body. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You're part of the body.
So number one, you are Christ, part of Christ's body. A body leaving the church is equivalent to mutilating Christ's body. That's number one. That's what I've explained so far.
Wow.
Leaving the church is equivalent to amputation of Christ's body.
Wow.
You are cutting, you are bleeding the church. You are bringing infection. You are bringing pain. You are bringing sorrow. The sorrow that I gave you for 90 seconds, you are bringing up for life. No, you need to be part. I believe that by that, I'm believing God that by the time I go to the grave, my fingers will still be five. Connected to my hand, my wrist. Connected to the arm, connected to the shoulder, connected to the body, connected to the head, everything intact by the grace of God. How will you feel if they chop your body in pieces? No. That's cannibalism. Cannibals are the ones who leave the church. Murderers, armed robbers who kill so that they can have what they want. They just think about themselves. Think about it. The Lord is delivering somebody from a demonic message from the madman of Gadara. He was demonized. And when Jesus took, the demons went away, the man became well and started preaching and joined Jesus Christ to build the church. You are the next person to build the church with Christ in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, number one reason is that you are part of Christ, the body of Christ, the flesh, and you cannot mutilate it. Number two, you are part of a family. Part of a family. I've said it in many ways, but Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15 says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Named. Okay, so God actually names everyone. That's why we're called Christians. Your last name is Christian, Christ-like. And how do I know that you were named with God's name? Well, God's name that he gave to Christ was the anointing, the anointed one. So God puts his spirit inside of you. You see, the name that I give to my children, Lindsay, is because they carry my genes, my genes. The name that is given to the church, Christians, is because they carry the genes of the Father. The genes are the spiritual thing that makes Christians who they are. And you know who that, what that is? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit of promise, which has been given to you as a seal for the day of redemption.
Amen.
So that's your seal or the mark that shows that you're authentic. The thing that shows you are genuinely a child of God for that day. When God is searching for his children, he will look for the wolves who have the Holy Spirit. And that was the thing that was named with Christ. Christ. Christ means the anointed one. Christian means with his, like his anointed one. With his anointed. So it's the Holy Spirit that makes you Christian. Now, when you leave the church, you are actually saying that you don't belong anymore. Why can't I go to another church? You can, But you see, that mentality is what makes people jump from place to place to place. Yeah. Now, every family has problems, right?
That's right.
So there'll be problems in this family also. Maybe your family is perfect, but my family has problems. Even my little family with my wife, we got issues. We sort them out and we get together. Yeah. Yesterday, a few people called me about marital issues. I just resolved them. And they put together, you ain't going nowhere, you're going where?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. If when you get marital issues in your family or your child issues in your family, you don't throw them away. You call me to come and resolve it. Then the day that there are issues with this family and you decide to walk away, you should also call me to resolve it.
Amen.
Yes.
Clap for
yes.
the Lord Jesus.
Amen. What a word. It's true.
The prodigal son came and he said, I am back. I don't want to go anywhere. Immediately, the Lord, the father put a ring on his finger. He said, you are back. And the father said, defended it to the brother that this is your brother. My son was lost, but he's found. Yeah. You get the point. So he put a ring. It's like back, back, back. You're part of the family. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. God defines it clearly. He said, they that he foreknew, when God knew you before you came,
right.
He also predestined you. God has predestined brought you here. You were destined to be here. Predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. You to look like Jesus, Christian, Christ-like, like his Christ, like his son, with the same spirit. So that he, my Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn of many brethren. May you never backslide.
Amen.
May you never leave this family. This is a beautiful family. Amen. A family that shares chickens, 25 chickens on one family. A family that shares fish. I mean, it's 35 fishes in one day. I hear it's 135.
Wow.
By the grace of God for you today. All fish.
Yes.
A family. Next week, you know what we are bringing is special. Special. Next week is a special altar sacrifice. We are the whole month we're selling. And then Thanksgiving weekend is turkey. But next week, do you know what we are bringing? A whole sacrifice. We brought whole chickens last week. We were having whole fishes for the family this week. Next week, we are bringing a whole you. You will be on the altar. You, if your flesh comes, that's the best sacrifice. Right. That's next week. Look, best. And I can assure you, they brought 25 chicken. Next week, there'll be more than 25 yous.
Amen.
More than 25 Amen. Bodies. Your body, the Isaac sacrifices for next week.
That's right.
Now, if next week, because there was no chicken and there was no fish, you don't come, it means that you are not a real Christian.
Hey, wow. Mercy.
Yeah. There's a song that says, I don't want to just bring you a song. I want to bring you myself. I am the song. I am the offering. I am the worship. I am the sacrifice.
Yes.
Bible says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, completely. So next week, there'll be all me. Last week was whole chicken. This week was whole fish. Next week is whole me. Oh, me. Me. Oh, me. Oh, me. Oh, it will be beautiful, eh?
Amen.
And you have to decorate yourself to come. So next week, we are doing dress up. Dress to your Ooh. Best ability. The most beautiful sacrifice you can give to the Lord. You know, the way we dress the chicken before we brought it. We dress the fish before we brought it. You have to be dressed. Even if you're on Zoom, God forbid, you will not be on Zoom, you will be in person. Dress up. Tell the Lord, this is my best for you. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I know they were supposed to be bringing a goat and a lamb. I said, hold it. We'll do it for December, God willing.
Wow.
Mm. Amen. But next week, and put the flyers on. And put a homie and let the fly show somebody like Antuamina. We are very well dressed, beautifully. So that I can say that, yes, the best of me is coming. Cain didn't give the best sacrifice. Abel gave the best, the first, the fatlings, the most beautiful. And God accepted it. Look, next weekend, God will take you on personally. and will accept that anything that caused you not to be acceptable to the Lord, your sacrifice will make it different. Clap for the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
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 Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So you're part of a family. So when there's a family problem, do we leave family? My sisters and siblings have offended me many times. I've never left. I've never changed my name from Lindsay to Cochran or from Lindsay to Faster. No, I'm still Lindsay. And I'm going to carry this name till I die by the grace of God. Yeah. The only thing that makes you have to change your name is the same spiritual thing that God said, marriage.
Mm.
Marriage. God doesn't accept changing family. This is your family. Lisa, say amen. Yeah. That is why even when you relocate, Lisa has relocated, but he's still with us. She may be starting a church. Shami and Leah and Holder have relocated to Charleston, North Carolina, South Carolina. But they are starting a branch there. Even when you relocate, you need to begin to think, my family is still UD. My family is still Lighthouse. My family is still QFC. Therefore, how can we? I am still part of the family. And then you become fruitful and multiply where you are. It is because I am part of a family that when I came from Ghana, I carried the name Lighthouse UD QFC to New York and I flourished. And the Lord said, bless them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish. I connected and I replenished. There are churches in New York because I came. When I came to Memphis, same thing. There are churches here because I came. There are congregations in Nashville, in Chattanooga, in Alabama, in Atlanta, in all kinds of places, because I came and stayed, I relocated. What do you mean by when you relocate, it means that what? No, the church goes with you. Amen. That's how we become fruitful. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So number one, the church, don't leave, become a permanent member because that makes you, because you are part of Christ's body and living mutilates the body. Number two, because you are part of Christ's family, and living breaks the family. Number three, you are part of God's building. And living collapses the building. Wow. Have you seen, let me read it for you. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9. Are you enjoying the message or should I really leave the church?
Yeah, no, we are enjoying. We love
Oh, I should, you are saying I should leave the church?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, then enjoy it. Then pretend like you're enjoying. Clap, 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 for example. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, they are part of a building. 1 Corinthians 3, 9 says, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry or garden. You are God's building. God's building. You are God's building. God's building. Listen, how would you feel when you get back from church and you go to your home, your house, your building? And you realize that your living room has moved to another house.
Without telling me?
Has moved.
Oh, no.
Whether I told you or not, he had just moved. You don't have the living room now lives, says, I belong to another living room.
Wow.
No.
How would you feel when you get in and you realize that, hey, your toilet bowl says, no, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm tired of, you're become too heavy. Your bottom is too big. So I'm moving to a smaller bottom house.
I've been robbed.
You've been robbed. What a building. That is what you do to the church when you are not there. And you have to be. The bedroom that you had, Auntie Amina, in the house you are, is it the same bedroom you have been sleeping in all the time? That bedroom, has it changed? Has it gone anywhere? It has not gone anywhere. So, Brother Michael, that I can see, they must be there all the time. Brother Michael may be serving that the bringing warmth. When I hug Brother Michael, I feel like a teddy bear has hugged me. I feel like a heavenly hug. Okay? So he's part of a building. When one leaves, it brings, you see, when you go right now, as winter is coming, and you go and a few blocks have gotten together and then decided to create a hole in your house. No matter how much heater you put there, it will be cold in your house. They've caused a problem. They were needed for a purpose. You are God's building. You are part of God's building. Your living brings disorder and confusion and brings a problem. Brings, and Bible says, you without us are not made perfect. It brings imperfection. How would you feel you got to a house where, you know, the front door has run away?
It's not finished.
It's not complete. It's not, you are not made complete. It's run away. The back door says, no, I'm moving a house. I'm going to whatever, and I'm not part of it. That's what happens. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember, you are God's building.
Wow.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, I've never seen any building block walk away from the building. Even buildings have more sense than some church members. Even toilet bowls seem to have more sense than some church members.
They stay put.
Wow.
Yeah. Even the door at your house seems to be wiser. That, look, my best function is when I'm here. If I walk away, nobody will open and close me anymore. Nobody will use a key to lock me anymore. Nobody will, you know, touch me anymore. I mean, come on now. Clap for the Lord Jesus again.
Hallelujah.
Number four, don't leave, be permanent in God's church because you are part of God's garden. God's garden, God's garden, God's garden, God's garden. The Bible says again in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Husbandry means garden. Husbandry, garden. Another scripture is in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 5. God is trying to tell you what happens when you don't protect the garden. You see, like such a message to protect people, because the devil will always try to destroy the church. And he says, now go on. Go on. I will tell you what I'll do to my vineyard or my garden. And he was telling the Israelites that, you guys, you are leaving me. Watch it. When I leave you, what happens? I'll go. I will do this to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge or the walls or the fence thereof. And it shall be eaten up. The plants, the garden will be eaten up and break down the wall thereof. And it shall be trodden down. What the Lord is saying is that, you know, the way I have protected you, I've made a garden for you. Everybody in the church is like a flower, like a plant. You know, when you have a rose garden, you have a peach here, you have this, there are different flowers and they give different, I mean, we have what are some of the flowers? Bougainvillea, we have what? Tulips, we have flamboyant, we have all kinds of roses and, you know, just talk about them. They're there and you just come and you destroy it. When you are God's garden, there's a reason why the roses were put here, why the bougainvilleas were put here. And you know something? The other word for that word, God's garden, is God's plant. You are a plant of God. Okay? You have been planted. You know, anytime that you take a plant from here, from one soil, it's okay, I'm going to plant somewhere anywhere. You plant somewhere else. It is, you're weakening the versatility, the viability. You try it and pull out a plant that is doing well from here and then take it to another soil somewhere. The next year, you take it to, that's how some of us have become. Moving from church to church does not cause you to flourish.
That's right.
Yeah. The Bible says be planted. Amen. In fact, there's a scripture, I think it's Psalm 92. It says that they that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Bring that scripture. I think it's Psalm 92, verse 12 or 13. Or is it Psalm 90, verse 12 or 13? I think it's Psalm 90, verse 12 or 13. Find it. It's a, good. Okay. So it's, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Next verse. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. The reason why I am flourishing, Bible says he blessed them. He blessed the union. He blessed the connection. He blessed that marriage, the union. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. The reason that I'm fruitful, that genuine, correct, nice people like you are listening and being fruitful, is because I've stuck around for a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, this principle is the same. Some of you leave your jobs too easily. Some of you leave your marriages too easily. Some of you leave friends too easily. Some of you, every little thing, you're offended. You're unstable. You're jumping from job to job, from woman to woman, from place to place, from statement to statement. You are unstable. That is why even in the church, there are some people who are here, but in your heart, you're jumping from place. It's not every time you are here in your heart. You don't do well. You don't do well. But some who put their hearts in the thing, and this is my family, this is my body, you should be able to say my church, not the church. You should, I mean, I don't remember any time telling somebody, oh, about QFC, let me tell you about my church before they ask me, what's the name? Let me tell you about my pastor. Let me tell you about my bishop, about our programs, about our chickens. Yeah. You must be the sacrifice. May Jesus Christ took. He said, I am Christ. Be like Christ. The body of Christ is the church. May your body represent the church, such that you look at yourself and you see the church. If I'm out, the church is in trouble. If I'm out, the church is not the same. And truly, the church is not the same without you, my darling. My darling, the church is not the same. Amen. I can tell you from the bottom of my heart and from my wife's bottom, that without you, it's not the same. Look, when I come to the church, I scan. Sometimes the praise and worship is going on, and I'm seeing this, the number of people I've called, because it's not the same. You are a flower. You make the church beautiful. Amen. You are a plant. You've been put there for a purpose. You have to flourish. God wants to make you flourish. God wants to prosper you. God wants to bless you. God wants you. Little by little, you are becoming better. When I married my wife and I decided to leave every other girl, little did I know that I was being made better. I look more handsome. I look younger. I'm stronger. I mean, when you see me and my wife, it's far better than when you saw me with those little Laurens and Laurens and Doreens and all kinds of people.
Wow.
Beautiful. And now I have handsome children. And look more, even some jobs, they look for people who have married and stayed married before they give them a position. True. May God give you a position because you stayed married to the church.
Amen.
Yeah. There's a reason why Delta and hotels, they give long service award, because they are rewarding your durability and your permanence. Yeah. Recently, you know, when I go to work, I go to a hotel. I go to only one hotel, only one. When I'm flying to work, I fly only one airline. I didn't even know what I was doing. But my mind of permanence, when I choose you, if I say I like you, that's it. I chose my wife and that's it. I chose my job, that's it. Until they said some problems and then but me, I'll stick with you. And I didn't know that that character has really, really stuck with me. I chose one church, I've never changed. And therefore I chose one airline, I never changed, Delta. I chose one hotel to stay in, I've never moved to another hotel. Recently, when we went to have a conference last week, Pastor Richard was, I asked somebody to get me a hotel, but I forgot to confirm it. By the time we got there and I was going to confirm, it had become so expensive. So I went to a hotel. One of the hotels was a Hilton hotel that I went to there, and I said, maybe let me check there. When I checked there, somebody just told me that, watch about your membership so that they'll give it to you for cheap. So I pulled my membership and I was calling them so that I will book a room so that they'll give it to me for a reduced price because of my membership. When I pulled out, lo and behold, they said I have points, more than whatever points. Then they say I can use some of the points to book a room free. So I booked a room for free, and there was a lot more points. And I called Pastor Richard, have you booked a hotel? He said, he hadn't booked. I said, let me book a hotel for you for free. I call other people. Come. I have points. That's how God behaves. The longer you stay, the more your points, the greater you can impact others, the bigger your ministry becomes.
The
May God you. Give you spiritual points.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
Turn to somebody and say, how old are you in this church?
How old are you in this church?
Nine. Ask. If they say, you should be able to say 10 years, 25 years, 5 years.
I have points.
You have points. Tell somebody, you have points.
You have points.
You have points. And the more points you have, the more beneficial you are to others.
Amen.
You are to even people who are unbelievers who don't have points. You can affect them to have points. Clap for the Lord Jesus with all your heart. And you know, I didn't know. Delta, I went there. One day I was flying and somebody had a late something. I mean, Patricia, I think. They said they won't allow them because of COVID tests and things like that. Look, I went there. When I went there, they were going to charge them some extra things. And then they were waiting. They said, we wait 2.5 hours before we can even reach the operator, the sales representative. I said, give me the phone. I called and I put my number in, my registration number, membership number. Immediately they responded. Yeah. What was going to take her about 3 hours, it took me a few minutes. They responded. And what she could not do, they were going to increase. She's not going to buy a new ticket and all that. I said, no, that's my sister. You can't do that. And when I spoke to them, I said, okay, we won't charge her anything extra. You know what? Not only did they give the ticket for without extra charge, they actually gave her some balance. She gained some money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They reduced it because of me. I even told her that when you come, me to bring me some money, she has still not brought the money.
Imagine.
Yeah, that is what permanence does. You are a tree. Bible says, calls you Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3. Bible says, God has made us trees of righteousness, planting of the Lord. Right. The planting. God Himself planted you in this church. You know, learn stability in the church. You will learn stability in your marriage. You learn stability in your workplace. You learn stability in your relationships. You mark it. Anybody who moves from job to job, it doesn't necessarily mean you are prosperous. It means that you are not committed, and you have to watch that thing. Mm-hmm. And chances are that it's a character, and you are not stable anywhere. Mm. I don't say that don't change jobs if they are beating you up over there. That's not what I'm saying. You see, but sometimes there's nothing. You just want to feel like, oh wow, let me just no. It's a character you must work on.
Hey.
A double-minded person. That said, your mind is already double. That's why you're unstable, not only in one way, in all his ways. Double-minded. And you think that, I can just leave this church any day. It is affecting all your ways without knowing. God is training you to be faithful, to enjoy something that lasts, to be enduring, so that he can give you points. He can give you prosperity. He can put his blessing upon you. Yeah. Hey, that reminds me, Psalm 1 and verse 3. He says that they be planted, they shall be like the trees planted. Tree planted by the rivers of waters.
Yes.
And they will bring forth fruit in their season. Yes. Their leaves shall never wither. And whatever they do shall prosper.
Amen.
This is a prosperity message. This is a prosperity message. I can assure you, God is prospering you by preaching this message. God is telling you how to prosper, stability. Look, I have been promoted. Everybody in my workplace, if left, I stayed there. Now I am the chief. Now, look, recently I wanted to change this and change this. Said, you can have it any day.
Wow.
The church is like that. You may not realize it. God awards points for stability. God awards favors. Amen. God awards benefit. God awards perks for staying long. That's why Jesus Christ can dare to say in John 8:31, and Jesus said to those who believe on his name, if ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. and you shall know the truth. The next verse, and the truth shall make you free. Even people who get to know the truth, who grow in the word, who get to meet, you shall know Jesus better. There are people who continue consistently. I am here for life. May we have all your life events here. May your next 30 birthdays be in this church.
At the wow.
May Amen. We celebrate your birthdays. May yes. we celebrate even your baby dedications, your weddings, Amen. Your child's weddings, your child's graduation, Amen. Even yes. your burial, Amen. Your burial and my burial. May Amen. We be part of it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May we be able to be the one to write tributes because I stay to the very end. Make a decision in your mind that God has made you permanent
yes.
because you are part of a tree. Hallelujah. Because you're part of a tree, because you're part of a building, because you're part of a garden, because you're part of a family, and you're part of God, Christ's body. And without you, it's not perfect. I need you. You need me. Don't never say, I don't need them. They can go to hell. They can go to hell. No, you will go to hell.
Mm.
If you say that, you will rather go to hell. We need you. And the prodigal son made it beautiful. He came and settled. Father, I pray for the blessing of faithfulness upon your people. Your word says in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 20, the faithful man shall abound with blessings. Amen. Lord, prosper your people
yes.
as we make the decision. Amen. Lord, your children did not like it when I said I was leaving the church.
Mm. Oh.
Remind them of this famous announcement. Anytime that the devil comes to change their minds concerning the church, because outside there are demons. The devil is waiting to change our minds like Adam and Eve, to move us out of our garden, to move us out of our family, to move us out of the tree that you have made us to
be,
to move us out of our connectivity with you, move us out of our flourishing blessing. May we never be like Adam and Eve. You have planted us. Yes. May we stay planted so that we'll be fruitful.
Oh,
Father, I pray for every marriage
yes.
that somebody is having a double mind.
Yes.
Let them stick with it.
Amen.
Because you know why you put them together.
Yes.
I pray for everybody who's unstable in the relationship.
Yes,
I pray, Lord, restore that shaky relationship. I pray for somebody who was about to give up and leave their job and leave their school and leave their project.
Wow.
I pray, establish their hearts. I pray for that person who is about to give up on Christ and on his church. The Lord, you will strengthen us.
Strengthen them.
You strengthen us. May the devil not sift us like wheat.
Amen.
Well, I see the blessing coming to you.
Oh,
amen. I see amen. God take away the balls of wickedness.
I
see the flourishing hand of God pouring out
it.
Oil, pouring favors, pouring blessings.
Yes.
You shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of waters.
Amen.
Hey, you will bear forth fruit in your
seed.
Yes.
Your leaves will never wither.
Yes. Yes.
And I proclaim that whatever you do shall prosper.
Yes.
You
see
a watered garden. Angels will anoint you. Angels
yes.
will help you.
Yes.
The Lord will favor you.
Yes.
As you help to build this family, this garden, you become a tree. This body becomes stronger because of you. May perfection and completeness come to you. The Bible says we are complete in him. You are blessed from today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Put your hands together and rise to your feet.
Amen. Woo.
I love this message. I'll buy this message for me. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Put your hand on your heart.
Yes.
And tell the Lord, I'm with you till the end.
I'm with you till the end.
I'm with your body. I'm with your body.
I'm with your body.
This body that you have put me in.
This body that you put me in.
This place, this church you planted me.
This place, this church you planted me.
Help me to stay put.
Help me to stay put.
And not to flinch.
And not to flinch.
Help me to be steadfast.
Help me to be steadfast.
And movable.
And movable.
Stable.
Stable.
So that your blessings will flourish on me.
so that your blessings will flourish upon me.
So that I'll be a watered garden.
So that I will be a watered garden.
Married to you.
Married to you.
Blessed by you.
Blessed by you.
Being fruitful.
Being fruitful.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, with all eyes closed, if you are here, you were invited or you've been coming, but you don't know Jesus as your personal savior. You are not even sure whether you're born again, but somehow you feel that, you know, I am drifting away from God, or I'm not sure whether if I die, I'll go to heaven or hell. I am not sure about my commitment to the body of Christ. I want to be stable. I want to be like the prodigal son and be here for life, be with the Lord for life, that nothing shall shake me. If you want, you are that person, your heart is shaking, your faith is shaking, the Lord wants to strengthen you, the Lord wants to establish you. If you want to give your life to Jesus, just give us a wave wherever you. If you want to give your life to Jesus or rededicate, just give a wave. Yeah, from Zoom, in person, wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, wherever you are, I want to pray this prayer with me. Just repeat it after me and let all the congregation repeat. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I've heard your word.
I've heard your word.
I love it.
I love it.
I want to be with you.
I want to be with you.
I want to be part of your family.
I want to be part of your family.
I know I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
I believe Jesus is the Christ.
I believe Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of the living God.
He died for me.
He died for me.
And for my sins.
And for my sins.
And God raised him from the dead.
And God raised him from the dead.
By this faith.
By this faith.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Please fill me.
Please fill me.
With your sweet Holy Spirit.
With your sweet Holy Spirit.
And write my name.
And write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
Wow. Weren't you blessed by that anointed word of God? Come join our services this and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom at meeting ID 934-809-4313 or in person at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Memphis, Tennessee. Be blessed.